Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Marathon Park as the Pep Band, under the direction of Rob Perkins, plays the East School song here, getting everybody fired up for this third period. They had just finished up playing the Journey song, Don't Stop Believin', and the Lumberjacks maybe thinking about pulling off the upset here. If they believe that they have here with Northland Pines for two periods of hockey, and this game is tied at one as we go to the third period here. Lumberjack hockey is brought to you in part tonight by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. All right. Goal for Cody Krasowski tonight for the Lumberjacks, and a goal for Nick Dean for Northland Pines, and that has been our scoring here. So let's see what happens in this third period. The Eagles put on a lot of pressure late in that second period. They had one golden opportunity, a two-on-none break, shorthanded. The player carrying the puck in faked a big slap shot. That got Ian Corbett down, and then he flicked a little pass over to his partner, who had an open net to shoot at and couldn't handle the pass cleanly and missed the open net. That would have made the game 2-0 at that point. Instead, we sit here now 1-1, and both teams are at center ice for this opening faceoff of the third period. And the Lumberjacks win it back to their defenseman. Romanski tried to send it ahead. Battle for it at center ice now along the far boards. Still loose there. Puck came off the stick, and now we're getting, a hand pass called against the Lumberjacks, and it will be a faceoff coming in the east defensive zone. Now you got to really make sure about not making mistakes. Turnovers in the zone. Getting rid of the puck when you have a chance. Just keeping the puck in deep in the offensive zone as long as you can. Now Romanski has it behind his own net. Sends the breakout pass cleanly to Andrew Daniel. Sends the pass cross-ice to McGinnity, who will flick it in deep. Good breakout right there for the Lumberjacks, and there goes behind the Pines net. Andrew Daniel sends it all the way around, and Holcomb was late getting over to the blue line. They couldn't hold the zone. Now an attempt to dump it in is grabbed by Pines, and they send it in deep. Right there, they had a chance and couldn't hold the zone when they had an opportunity. Puck loose in the corner of the east defensive zone. Poke checked away from the Pines player. Now Knuckles tried to send it along the boards. Grabbed again by Pines. Shot. Corbett to save. The rebound's in front. And he's able to cover it up and get a whistle here. Now we get a little extracurricular after the fact. But the faceoff will be coming to the right of Ian Corbett. And once again, right there, Jack Knuckles tried to make a couple of passes, breakout passes along the boards to Andrew Daniel. Both were intercepted by the Pines player. And it was Noah Weber able to get a good shot attempt away. Faceoff coming, one by East. Behind his own net, that's Pascula. Nick Pascula will look to flick it ahead. Comes out to the blue line, held in by Pine, sends it to the opposite corner. Knuckles will grab it there, send it ahead off the boards. Pines controls it. Pass attempt is intercepted, but once again, East can't clear the zone. Puck loose along the boards into the corner. Pass behind the net too far for the Pines player. Knuckles gets over there and now flicked out of the zone by Cody Krasowski to center ice. Trying to win the race was Schumacher. He lost his stick. And now we're going to get a penalty coming against Pines. It's going to be a slashing call. They're going to say Schumacher lost his stick because of the slash. I'm not sure that's why. Schumacher just tried to stretch out as far as he could with his stick to win the race of that puck. I think he might have just lost the handle on the stick. I had a pretty good angle on that. But East gets the call. They're going to say slashing against Pines, and so East will get a power play here and an offensive zone faceoff. And Pines able to win it and carry it out shorthanded, turning on the Jets into the zone, beating the defense. A collision in front. The net comes off. The puck goes to the corner. That was Noah Weber who grabbed that faceoff, took it in hard. He was being harassed on the back check by Knuckles. They get Knuckles on a penalty here. Looks like they did. Jack Knuckles is going to go to the box, I think. I haven't put it up on the board yet. Maybe not. Now it's up there. Jack Knuckles is going to get either a hook or an interference penalty, and now it's 4-on-4 hockey. So the Lumberjacks' power is by the boards. Knuckles had to do all he could to backcheck on that and keep the player from getting a free ride in on Ian Corbin. Now the Lumberjacks come in. Vex shoots at the bouncing puck. It was deflected. Came in on net. Stepan had to make a save on that. Here comes Pines back the other way. They get the pass ahead to Noah Weber. Dangerous player. Shot. That was deflected a little bit. Corbin had to make a save on that. Lumberjacks pick up the long pass, or the pass in the corner. Pines holds the zone. There's a puck that deflects off the stick of Ben Feck up and out of play. And we get a whistle. So it's 4-on-4 hockey here. Both teams getting shots on goal during that sequence. And now the faceoff will come to the right of Ian Corbett. Faceoff slides toward the goal and then knocked away for a moment. Can East clear the zone, though, is the question. Yeah, they do. They flick it out to center ice. Feck flicks it behind the defense and will give chase. Can he win the race now? The Pines defenseman gets there first. He tries to carry it out of the zone. Off a skate. McGinnity has it. Shoots, and that deflects high over the glass, over the net, off the glass. Feck will knock it off the ledge into the corner, and the Pines defenseman will grab it and try to flick the pass ahead. Out of the zone they come. 2-on-1. Odd man rush. Centering pass. That was knocked away to the corner. Battle for it there. East will grab it and send it all the way to the other end. That's an icing call. I think the Lumberjacks needed to get a change there. So they just flicked it the length of the ice, and we get the icing call. 14-11 to play here in regulation. We're tied at 1. Landon Danil will take this faceoff out there with Andrew Danil, Trevor Holcomb, and Sam Romanski. Puck around the east net to the far boards. Andrew Danil lost the handle on it, now gets it to Landon Danil, but still not out of the zone. He sends it back to Romanski. Cross ice to Holcomb. Holcomb looks. Now sends it off the boards ahead. That's going to be an icing call again. He expected the player to shoot forward faster to get that pass, but they couldn't connect. So icing is the call once again against the Lumberjacks, and the faceoff will come back down in the defensive zone. 19 seconds remaining on the penalty to the Pines player. 28 seconds remaining on the penalty to Jack Knuckles. Now they're going to send out both centers, and Andrew Danil will take this faceoff against Zachary Kennedy. Pines controls it. They get it out to the point. Fans on the shot attempt from out there, and East will grab it and clear the zone. Romanski clears it, and he comes in on the forecheck. Pines cross-ice pass. Now a turnover in the zone, held in by Landon Danil. Poke checked away from him, though, but now he gets it back. And now he gets taken down, and they're going to let him play on. Probably should have been a trip there, but they let him play on, and here comes Pines back the other way. Into the zone they come, drop pass. That's interfered with by Landon Danil as he sends it to the corner. Both teams at full strength now. The penalties are over. Romanski sends it all the way around to the far boards. Pines holds it in at the blue line. Battle for it there. Carrying it in front. That's in front of the net. Corbett might have got a stick on that. It popped up in the air and went to the corner again. Pines again with it. Flicks it behind the net. Centering pass is intercepted, and East will come back the other way. Landon Danil's going to skate it ahead. Gets to center ice. He's going to dump it in, and East will get a change. They were in there for a long time. This is Cravens in on the forecheck, trying to hold the zone until his teammates arrive. And East able to hold it in. Now Schumacher backhands it toward the net. They send it around the boards out to the blue line. Piscula holds that one in down into the corner. Now Pines will send it out. They've got a man out cherry picking, and he carries it in. Trying to make a move. Drop pass. Shot. Poke checked away. Pines centering pass again. That's deflected and away. Back out to the blue line. Big check, and East is able to clear the zone. Centering pass, sent into the zone by Cravens. He's been out there for a long time now. Out on the forecheck, and pins it up against the boards. Pines players coming in to help. Eric Schumacher, centering pass, comes out to the point. They go D to D with it. Piscula shoots. That's blocked out on top. And here comes Pines back the other way. And now a penalty coming against East. That'll be an interference call or a hook, one of the two. And Pines is going to have a power play here. Pascula's shot from the point was blocked. The Pines player picked it up, tried to come back the other way. Pascula tried to slow him down, and he used the stick to do it. And so it will be a penalty against Nick Piscula. 2 minutes for, I didn't see the call. It's either interference or hooking, one of the two. And so Pines will have a power play advantage here in a 1-1 game. 11:54 to play in the third. Off the faceoff, it comes out to the point. Shot! That got through but deflected to the corner. Pines controls it. Out on top they have it. Steven Spencer skates in front, skates it in, shoots. That went wide. Puck loose in the corner. McGinnity trying to grab it. Pines controls it. Now Romanski trying to dig it in there as well. He and McGinnity trying to dig it out. McGinnity still in there digging. Puck still against the boards in the corner. Pines tries to center it. They have control of it now. And get it out to the point. Spencer throws it at the net again. That's blocked. Deflected up in the air. And Corbett dives and jumps on top of it. And we get a whistle. 11:09 to play in the third. A minute 15 remaining in the man advantage for the Eagles. Country Fresh Meats, one of our great sponsors. Nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Faceoff coming to the right of Ian Corbett here. And East will win it, and Romanski will clear it up into the stands. He always tries to use the high glass to clear those out, and a lot of times it'll be too high and almost kill somebody up in the bleachers. Faceoff coming again to the right of Ian Corbett. Puck still loose off the faceoff. Nobody can get control of it. He's had it for a moment. Now Pine sends it out to the point. Shot thrown in. That's blocked out of the zone by Kravitz. He lost his stick, went down and dove on it to get it out of the zone. Now here's a slapper. That's thrown in and a goal. And Pines will score here on a big slapper from the point that might have been deflected. It looked like it changed directions. But Pines will break the deadlock here. 10:47, a power play goal from the blue line on a big slapper. And it's 2-1. That might have deflected off of Ian Corbett's stick and went in. We'll have to see if they give the goal to somebody in front or give it to the man who shot it from the blue line. To see who that was. Pines wins the faceoff at center ice. Now they have the lead, 2-1. Here comes East into the zone again, though. Bailey Ramish is going to get the goal. He's not the one who took the shot. Connor Cox took the shot, so Bailey Ramish got the deflection. Pines just took it into the zone here, and it deflected up and out of play, and we got a whistle here. So Bailey Ramish will get the goal. Connor Cox the assist on that big slap shot from the point. So it did change direction off a Eagle River stick. Now East wins this draw. Andrew Daniel sends it cross ice to McGinnity. He'll get to the red line and dump it in. Andrew Daniel giving chase on the forecheck. Had it for a moment. Now Pines will grab it. They look to clear it out. And they will. But it's going to be an icing call against Northland Pines. East will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Well, now you see what you're made of here. 1-1 it was. And you thought, here we go. We're playing against a good team. We've got them tied. Now you give up a goal here in the third period. But you've got 10 minutes left in the game. Now you see what you're made of. A lot of these guys have skated a lot of minutes tonight. They're breathing hard. Many of them are on fumes probably, but let's see if they can stay in this game. A one-goal game, anything can happen. Now Pines is going to send it down the other way. They wave off the icing this time. Piscula in the corner with it, battling, along with Schumacher. Puck comes loose. Pines carries it in front. Now it's taken away by Cody Krasowski. He skates it out of the zone. Krasowski goes in one-on-two. Will dump it in. Now Cravens will give chase. Pines looks to break it out. Held in, sent toward the net, goes off the side of the net, off the stick of Krasowski. Cravens goes down in the corner, as does one of the Pines players. Now Pines able to clear the zone. Sent back out to center ice by East. Now Krasowski comes in. East is getting a partial change. It's sent ahead. Landon Dana will send it ahead. Pines will dump it in as they complete their change, and it slides behind the East net. Jack Knuckles will pick it up there. Knuckles tries to avoid pressure, flips it up toward the blue line, not out of the zone, though held in by Pines. They send it to the near boards. He's looking to clear it. Can't get it out. There's a shot flicked at the net. That just went wide. Pascula might have got a piece of that to deflect it. Now he sends it ahead. Trying to fight through a check is Gabe McGinnity. Penalty coming. It's going to be a delayed penalty against East, I think. Pine still controls it. Now their goaltender is going to skate off as they bring the puck the other way. Delayed penalty coming against the Lumberjacks. They need to touch up this puck. That's set to the corner. Pines has the extra skater on in the offensive zone. They have it out on top. Still, East hasn't touched the puck. Now it deflects to the corner. They've got it behind the net. Out to the blue line. Wow, an extended period here with the delayed penalty coming. They try the pass, and now it's touched up by Gabe McGinnity, and we get a whistle. It's going to be an interference call going against McGinnity. And another penalty here for the Lumberjacks to kill off. McGinnity was trying to fight through a check. He lost the handle on the puck, and then he grabbed the Pines player with his stick to try to slow down his momentum, and that is interference. So with 8:14 to play in the third, Lumberjacks down 2-1, and now they have to kill off a penalty. They're able to clear the zone right off the faceoff all the way to the other end. Pines needs to chase it down. Here comes Ben Feck in on the forecheck. The goaltender, Steppen, was out behind the net. Now Feck grabs control of the puck. Can he get a shot away? He does, but it's way wide to the corner. Now Pines will pick up the loose puck and try to set up their power play attack. Here they come. Zach Kennedy's going to bring it ahead. Sends the long pass out to center ice. Nice checking by the Lumberjacks right there, and they grab the loose puck and send it the other way. Pines has to chase it down. Once again, Feck coming in, and once again he takes the puck away. Tries to center it for a man. Cravens, who was coming in, but it was poke-checked away by Pines. Here they come. There's a shot that goes wide off the stick of Noah Weber. Puck loose in the corner. Battle down there. Jack Knuckles trying to dig it out. He's trying to clear it, can't get it out. Held in at the blue line by the Eagles. They go D to D with it. There's the shot. That's blocked out of the zone by Cravens. Out to center ice. Pines will pick it up. Drop pass now. And here they come. Into the zone they come. Romanski harasses the player. Puck knocked away. Now they can't clear it. Comes out to the blue line again. Big slapper. That deflects wide. Once again, that was Weber. And now we've got A man in the crease call, I believe. And the faceoff's going to come out of the zone. Both teams will change here. 32 seconds remaining in the Northland Pines power play. 6:46 remaining in regulation. Pines leading 2-1. Pines wins the faceoff. Skating around at center ice with it. Now they get it cross ice, and into the zone they come. Spencer Oberg will carry it down behind the East net. He's being harassed now by Romanski. They get it out to the point. Skating in front, winding up, shooting. That goes way wide off the stick of Connor Cox. Down into the corner, Pine sends it behind the net again. Romanski, that pokes, checks that away. Now another penalty coming against Pines. I thought they were going to get Romanski, but it's going to be an interference call against North of Pines, as Romanski poked it away, and then he couldn't get to the puck because the Pines player was in the way, but that's interference. And so now East will get a power play here, trying to get the equalizer in a 2-1 game. And they'll get an offensive zone faceoff. Penalty's going to go against Joseph Roach for the Eagles. So Landon Danil back out there. Romanski stays out there. Knuckles, Cravens, and Andrew Danil. Lumberjacks have the puck in the zone. Can they get a shot away? No. Andrew Danil gets his pocket picked. Pines with it, skating behind their own net. Now they're going to send it the length of the ice. Knuckles has got to chase it down. He's going to be pressured here. Got to do something with it. Actually, they got Ramish on the penalty. I thought it was three that went to the box, not six. But Ramish called for the interference call. Lumberjacks send it in, but Pines is going to chase it down. But here comes Landon Danil on a quick forecheck. Puck comes behind the net. East looking in, trying to grab it. Now they will get it behind the net. Landon Danil has it. trying to fight through. He's being harassed. Andrew Daniel comes in to help. Landon comes out of there with it. Now poke checked away to the corner, or to the side boards. Grabbed by Pines, making a nice move to get free. Noah Weber, he's at center ice with the puck, dancing away from trouble. Now Pines has control of the puck shorthanded. They're just killing time now. They get it back to their defenseman. Now Fanning on a clearing attempt. And now Romanski will try to pick up the loose puck, and he can't get the stick on it. And here comes Spencer back the other way. He gets through two defensemen and now goes down. That may be a penalty shot. Let's see. What are they going to get? Going to be a tripping call. And that all started down on this end when they couldn't handle a pass in front. He got poked away. Pines came in and used their speed. They're going to call a slash against East. As the Pines players just use his speed to split two defensemen and get to the net. But a slash stopped his approach. And so now 41 seconds remain on the Pines penalty. A two-minute penalty going against Cravens for slashing. And it's four-on-four hockey right now. Puck comes to the boards. Pines controls it. Comes out of the zone now. They need to regroup. They'll dump it back in. Jack Knuckles will grab the loose puck for East and get it off to Trevor Holcomb. Holcomb sends the pass ahead to Ben Feck. Feck tried to backhand it out. Held in, though, by Pines. Poke checked away. Now it comes to the high slot. There's a shot. Oh, that got through, but Corbett got a blocker on that, or a pad on it, to the corner. Pines has it. Shot thrown in again. Had a glove save. No, Corbett had a tip off his glove to the corner again. Pines still controlling the puck. Now Knuckles sends it behind the net to Trevor Holcomb. East needs to clear it here. Now they will, out to center ice. McGinnity was trying to come in and grab it. Now he will. Sends it back to his defenseman Holcomb. Now East is down a man here, so they are on the penalty kill. They have it in the zone. McGinnity backhands it behind the net. Here's Feck with it, shorthanded behind the Pines net. Feck sends it toward the net. Pines will grab it there, and now here they come. Pines on the power play in the offensive zone. Out to the point again. There's a one-timer, and that got knocked to the corner. And now East able to clear it, but it hits off of somebody on the East bench. And the faceoff will still stay in the zone here. 3:33 to play in regulation. 44 seconds remaining in the East penalty. It's a 2-1 game. Pines leading by one. They got the tiebreaker here in the third period. Faceoff slides behind the East net. Knuckles pokes it to the corner. Sent to the board. Andrew Daniel didn't get much on that, but the Pines defenseman couldn't hold it, so they clear the zone. They retreat and try to set up the power play attack again. Here they come into the zone with it. This is Weber. He's dangerous. Pass and a goal. They got Corbett down, faked him down to the ice, and then deked him and put it in with the backhand into the open net. And a crushing goal right there makes it a two-goal advantage with 3:14 to play. It's 3-1. Well, they won the faceoff and got it to Weber, who's dangerous. He carried it in front, the drop pass, and then the man made the nice move to get Corbett down, deked him, thinking he was going to take a shot. He held on to the puck and then just wrapped it around him into the open net. Faceoff at center ice. Battle for the loose puck there and knocked into the zone by Andy Cravens. He gives chase behind the Pines net. Grabbed, though, by Steven Spencer, who lost an edge and went down. East able to hold the zone for a moment. Now it comes out to center ice. Romanski's going to send it in deep behind the Pines net once again. Breakout pass comes out to the point. Shot thrown in. Inflected in front. And the East couldn't get anything on the rebound. But they hold the zone. There's a shot that flicks in and deflects up and out of play off the stick of Trevor Holcomb. Faceoff will come to the right of the Pines goaltender, Jacob Steppen. Now, Lumberjacks need to make the determination of if and when they're going to pull a goaltender here. We might see a timeout here. This would probably be a good time to call one here. And they are going to call the timeout. I thought they might. So they call a timeout here. We'll keep it right here with 2:41 to play in regulation in a 3-1 game. and remind you once again that East Hockey is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center, where you can see an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's Walk-In Care. It's open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Also, CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. So a timeout called by the Lumberjacks here with 2:41 to play. They're down 3-1. Have played pretty well here tonight, playing a very good Northland Pines even for much of this game. It was 1-1 after two periods. No scoring in the first period. Each team got a goal in the second, and Pines has been able to put two in here in the third to take this 3-1 advantage. All right. Looks like they're going to keep Ian Corbett between the pipes, at least for now here, even though they have an offensive zone faceoff. It's Krasowski, Schumacher, Cravens, Romanski, and Holcomb out there. East will win it. Back to the point. Holcomb throws it at the net, deflects the far corner. Race for the puck. Pines wins it. They control it. Skate it behind their own net. Cross-ice breakout pass. Held in by Romanski for a moment. Now picked up by Cravens. He shoots. It deflects up into the air and comes to the corner. Cravens fights for control and grabs control of it. Centering pass, man in the slot. Schumacher couldn't get a shot away. It got poke-checked away before he could get the shot away. Here comes Pines back the other way. That was a nice pass right there to Schumacher in the slot. He just couldn't get a shot away. Holcomb behind the East net now. Sends it around the boards, and Cravens flicks it out. Center ice. 2:02 to play. Pines controls it. Long pass ahead. Goes past Romanski all the way into the zone, and Holcomb will run it down. Send it to Sam in the corner. Romanski has it, looks. Now sends the long pass ahead too far for McGinnity. Poke checked away. Pines grabs control of it. They're just happy to control it and run clock here now. They flick a pass ahead. Grabbed by Landon Daniel. But now Pines has control of it at center ice. They go D to D with it. Down to a minute 28 to play. Lumberjacks still haven't pulled their goaltender. Haven't had an opportunity since that timeout. Pines controls it in the zone. Drop pass. Out on top. Slap shot. That was blocked. Didn't get through. Pines still controls it. They walk it in. Backhander. That goes wide. To the far boards. He sends the pass ahead. And this time sent into the zone. Here comes Andrew Daniel on the forecheck. Can't get there in time. Pines tries to clear it. And they do have a man. Cross ice pass. And it's going to be sent all the way to the other end. 53 seconds remaining. Pines controls it. Centering pass. They had a man on the back door. The pass was behind him. And goes all the way around. The boards down in behind the net. Now to the near boards. Down to 39 seconds to play. Pines is going to escape here tonight. But they're going to know they're in a game. And this has got to give East a little confidence as they go. Now a nice pass. Shot. Oh, that deflects up and over the top. Corbett might have got a piece of that with the glove. Walking right in from the point. Now here's another shot. That's deflected by Landon Daniel up and out of play, and we get a whistle with 20 seconds to play. Lumberjacks with two regular season games remaining this week. Wisconsin Rapids on Thursday night on the road, and Black River Falls on Friday. We'll have radio for you on Thursday night live. No radio on Friday night. Now we've got a penalty coming against East. That's going to go against Gabe McGinnity. Didn't see what that call was. But East will have be a man down here for the last 20 seconds. Lumberjacks are one of the more penalized teams. Cost them tonight that goal that broke the tie was a power play goal. Pines controls it off the faceoff. They go D to D with it. Bounces to the boards. Now grabbed by the Lumberjacks. They'll flick the pass ahead. And coming in shorthanded, Andrew Daniel. Actually, it was two penalties called against East. But actually, they got a bench minor on top of it. I think that was probably called maybe on one of the coaches or one of the players who said something. But Pines is able to run out the clock here And that's how it's going to end up. The final score is 3-1. We'll come back and recap all of the scoring and everything else from this one when we return. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.